leaders reporting Republicans knocked down a Democrat-backed border security bill in the Senate today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP cannot again let partisanship get in the way of passing a border security bill.
If Republicans were truly serious about calling the situation at the border an emergency, they shouldn't delay any longer. You can't call something an emergency one day and then suddenly kick the can down the road the next day.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's up to President Biden to show he's up to the task of fixing border issues.
We're nearing the end of President Biden's term, and the American people's patience for his failure to secure our southern border is running thin.
The bill failed 43-50 and had already been rejected by many Republicans in February. Forecasters are expecting an active Atlantic hurricane season.
Ocean heat and La Nina likely mean more Atlantic hurricanes this season.
This season is looking to be an extraordinary one in a number of ways.
NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad.
There's an 85% chance of an above normal season, a 10% chance of a near normal season, and a 5% chance of a below normal season.
That prediction partly due to a brewing La Nina, which tends to turbocharge Atlantic storm activity. The weather agency predicts between 17 and 25 named storms, with 4 to 7 of them becoming major hurricanes. I'm Shelley Adler.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a first-of-its-kind bill that would classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow drops 605 points, the Nasdaq lower by 65. This is SRN News. Gambling is getting out of control.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has signed into law a ban on sex change operations for children. The measure makes South Carolina the 25th state to restrict or ban such procedures for anyone under the age of 18. South Carolina now bars health care professionals from performing sex change operations. This is SRN News. Another Russian general has been arrested as to what appears to be a military purge continues.
Lieutenant General Vadim Shamarin is the fourth high-ranking defense figure to be arrested in Russia since April. He's been charged with large-scale bribe-taking and placed in pre-trial detention. Early this month, President Putin appointed a new defense minister, economist Andrei Belousov, in place of Sergei Shoigu, who'd been in post for 12 years. The move was widely seen as an attempt by the Kremlin to boost the army's efficiency and tackle corruption.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. Major General Ivan Popov, a former top commander in Russia's offensive in Ukraine, also was arrested this week on bribery charges. Deputy Defense Minister Timur Ivanov was arrested in April. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.